Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, this is episode number 9 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. My name is Paula Harris. The title of this episode is Chronic Pain and Christ. Now, when you look at this title, Chronic Pain and Christ, it may appear contradictory to some, that the two do not mix. I had that mindset when I first came to Christ. I thought that with him in my life, he would rescue me from all hurt, harm, and danger. Yet, as I began to mature in the Lord, I learned a deeper truth. I found that Christ was still Lord in the midst of all the hurt, harm, and danger. He was and is my strength in times of weakness. We understand that when sin entered the world, that death and sickness entered as a result of it, and that whether you're a Christian or not, we are affected by the same effects on earth as others who are walking down here as well. But Christ does make a difference in that although our outward man may be perishing, our inward man is being renewed day by day. Now, I say man, where I know I'm talking to women, but I'm talking about even though our outward flesh and our bodies may be dying or perishing, the person who we really are inside, our spirit, can be renewed day by day as we abide in Christ and as we trust him and walk by faith. Now, I don't want to act as if I know what you are suffering and the changes that you've had to make in your life as a result of your chronic condition. I know that when chronic pain or chronic suffering enters into your life, more than often it calls for a lifestyle change. Sometimes you have to move from a different home to another. Maybe it's calling that you have to leave from one job to another. Maybe there are family changes or changes in your marriage. I understand that there can be some drastic differences that come upon you once you experience some type of chronic condition. I suffered for many years from rheumatoid arthritis, and my joints, even some today, you can see the effects of the disease when I was suffering really bad from it. I can tell you that I wouldn't want to wish that on anyone. I knew what it was like to have to get help just to go to the restroom. I also can remember very vividly what it was like when I came home from therapy one day and I made it to my front door, but I didn't even have the ability to turn the knob of my front door to get into my house. So I don't want you to think that I am just trying to throw things out to you. I am sharing from my heart today in this episode, because when I asked women some of the topics that we could cover in our episodes, over and over again, I saw the topic of sickness and chronic pain. And what do you do? And how do you deal with it? As I reflect back, I can remember that you really need to be careful in regards to two main areas. And if I could just encourage you in this little time that we have together, that's what I would do. I would encourage you to watch out in two areas. And let me use a scripture as the basis for what I want to say.
I would like to read to you Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 39. And this is what those passages state. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees with his reply, talking about Jesus, they met together to question him again. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap him, talking about trying to trap Jesus, with this question. Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? And Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. Now you might say, Paula, what does that have to do with my chronic pain and trying to encourage me as I'm suffering in this way? As I look back, the two main things that really helped me, and I know people can give you all kind of advice regarding your chronic pain, but I truly believe if you would just grasp hold of these two things here, your life will change, even though physically you may still have to experience suffering and trials. But inwardly, you would be renewed day by day. And it makes me think about 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16. It talks about we don't faint because even though our bodies are dying, yet our spirits are being renewed day by day or every day. Well, how can you find joy, find purpose to keep going on day after day? It's in these two things that Jesus said to us. Jesus said, number one, this is the first great commandment. Now, Jesus said it's a commandment, not a suggestion. So here's the first thing, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And what I mean by that is, even though you don't understand why this touched your life, that you will read and meditate on everything that you can find that talks about God's love for you. Because when that pain strikes your body, it is very easy to doubt God's love for you. It's very easy for you to question Him and to wonder whether He really cares, to get angry, to get bitter, to maybe even want to walk away from Him, because the pain is so bad, and because the situation in your life has changed so drastically. So the first thing I would say, to do the very opposite of what you may want to do naturally, and that is to learn as much as you can about God's love for you, to really meditate on it, to consistently thank Him for His love for you, because really, His love has provided everything that you need to have an eternal life with Him, which will be apart from this suffering body. And I know right now you might say, well, Paula, that's future. That's not doing me any good right now. But your whole attitude, your frame of mind, waking up in the morning and having a purpose and being able to have the strength to go on is tied to these two things that I'm trying to share with you right now. If you will grasp hold of God's love for you, in spite of what you are experiencing right now, it will set you free. The other thing is the second commandment that He gives here, is to love your neighbor as yourself. If you will try to reach out and bless someone else, it, again, will change your life. Now, I know at this point you're ready to just cut this podcast off. You're probably saying, here I thought you're going to tell me something for me. Believe me, I am.
When you put your focus on God and how much He loves you, and when you try to figure out a way to try to bless someone else, you're the one that's going to benefit from it. Now, we don't just do this just so that we benefit. I'm not trying to teach selfishness, but I am telling you that it will change your life, especially as you're suffering through chronic pain. Because as you realize that God does love you, and you don't become bitter, and you start having purpose, and you realize that you are special, and that God understood that this was going to happen to you, so He is right there. He understands your pain because He suffered as well on the cross for you, and that He is your high priest to be able to intercede and to bless you and help you in the midst of your pain, it will change your life. And then if you purpose, even if you can't get out of bed, if you purpose maybe to take on a prayer ministry, to pray for others, if you take on a ministry to maybe write a note to someone, if you take on a ministry to maybe make a phone call to encourage, or if you have the strength in your chronic pain to once in a while maybe bake something for someone, if you will get your eyes off of the disaster or the change in life that has taken you by surprise, and you decide, you know what, Paula, I'm going to do something for someone else in the midst of this, I am telling you, it will change your view of life every day. And really, the Lord told us here in Matthew 22 that these two commandments fulfill all of the entire law. All of what is taught in the Bible is based on these two commandments. Now you may say, Paul, isn't that like the Ten Commandments? Look, Old Covenant, New Covenant, these are still two things that the Lord is asking us to do. And that is to receive His love and then to give it to others. And when we receive His love, even though we don't understand why we're going through certain things, and we give that same love out to others, our lives are changed. Somehow, in His awesome, mighty power, He will flush away the hardness from our hearts, unforgiveness, anger, and grief. And we will be able to rise above the pain each day in a way we never thought we could. I have not tried to offend you, but from the sincerity of my heart, try to share two treasures that I know were and have been a blessing to me. That even if your body is incapacitated to the point where you cannot do much more, but to give to someone else a smile or a kind word, or if you get to the point where your facial muscles aren't even operating in that way, that you can even smile, that you can have within you a joy and a peace that passeth all understanding, because you understand God's love for you, and no one and nothing can take that away from you. Remember, Jesus suffered. He understood what it was to suffer to a point of shedding blood on your behalf, and all for the whole world to take all of our sins upon Him and die in our place so that we would be able to have eternal life. Realize that yes, suffering may endure right now, but joy is coming in the morning. There will be a time when all of us will be delivered from these sinful bodies and we will have our eternal heavenly bodies, and there will be no more tears, and no more pain, and no more suffering, and no more chronic conditions. In the meantime, my sister, please receive God's love, and take that love and share it, even in the smallest degree, with someone else, and your life will not be the same. Thanks for joining me today, and please be here for our next episode. In the meantime, be encouraged and smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.